You're listening to the Next English Podcast. We are online. And for today's episode, I have a special guest. Let me welcome my friend from Bangladesh, Oroni. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So basically what I'm going to do, I'm going to record a Skype interview with you. Because obviously I'm in the Czech Republic, you are in Bangladesh, which is exactly where?
Bit of a stretch. It's in Asia. It's in the Indian subcontinent.
Yeah. So in other words, it's quite far away from me. Yeah.
Yep.
So we can't really meet in a pub and record this in a normal way. We can't. Can't be done easily, yeah?
So it will be a bit expensive for both of us.
Yeah. So we have to use Skype for this. Listen, you are a very special guest for this podcast. You know why?
Why?
First of all, I don't get enough female voices here. I don't get many female voices here as much as I would love to. Don't know why. It just happens. So this is one reason why you are so special. Secondly, I don't get many native speakers. And you are a native speaker, aren't you?
A native speaker of English?
Yeah.
Actually, English is not my first language. It's Bangla.
Okay.
But I'm fluent in both, so yeah.
So is it because you studied English at a primary school?
It's not quite that. I actually studied in Bangla medium schools up until I was in the fifth grade. But I always watched a lot of English movies and I read a lot and I traveled a lot. So that's why my language skill developed more, I guess.
So you are a guest who is from outside Europe.
It's funny. I also do my own podcast on football. And I've never been on the receiving end, shall I say. Like, I've never had someone interview me or, you know, conduct debates with me or anything. I've always been the one who's hosting. So it's kind of nice to be on the other side.
So you're on the other side. That's what I was always thinking. What would it be like to become a teacher, you know, like to be on the other side? It's kind of the same because as a student, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to the podcast. Now, you know, this is the podcast for learners of English as a second language. So we are basically very happy that we can have someone who can speak English so well on this podcast. And we just have a nice interview. I prepared several questions for you. But maybe before we get to some questions, we should explain listeners how we two know each other. Because I said at the beginning that you're my friend. But in fact, I've never seen you before. Just in some photos, but that's all.
And also some Skype sessions.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite interesting. We met through this Facebook fan page of a Czech football player, Tomáš Rosický. Oh. As it happens, I run that page and I always make posts and everything. And Zdeněk used to... I'm saying your name right.
Yeah, Zdeněk, yeah.
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah, it took Zdeněk me some time before I learned your name as well. Oroni, is that right?
Yeah. You actually pronounce it pretty well. Most of the people would go Aroni, so yeah, that's pretty good.
Because you taught me first time, remember, that it's like August.
So. Yeah, exactly.
So I always remember that.
So I used to make a lot of posts and Zdeněk used to make comments on those pictures and videos and match updates, and I used to talk with him a lot, and I remember you complimented my English and I think I taught you some slang terms.
Yeah, you know why? Because this was a fan page of a Czech football player, Tomáš Rosický, and it seemed to be the, you know, there are always a lot of guys who want to kind of capitalize on someone's fame. And obviously, Tomáš Rosický is the, at the moment, I think, the most popular Czech international. This seemed to be pretty cool fan page on Facebook. And there were a lot of fans, you know. And the guy who was running it, I thought it was a guy. His English was just perfect. I was like, oh my God, he must be living there in England. Because this is really great, you know. I always appreciated the English of this person. And then somehow it turned out to be a girl from Bangladesh.
Funny world. Yeah. So, yeah, we became friends through that. And we started talking. We talked a lot of football and a lot of, I think, Czech domestic football. And you told me a lot about your life in England and how you went to see Sparta Prague and Highbury. And yeah, that's how we became friends.
Yeah. Well, it's really hard to see. I would like to see you one day, obviously, because we promised that we would go to watch a game at Emirates Stadium in London,
Together,
because we are
yeah.
both Arsenal fans, right? Aren't we?
Also, you're supposed to take me skiing because I've never done that.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely.
That might be fun, yeah. I just hope
Definitely.
I would bring you. I just hope you could return back in one piece, you know, after that experience.
It's okay, I can break a leg or two and still survive.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Break a leg. That's an expression we say to somebody when we wish him or her good luck, isn't it?
Exactly, before going to an exam or going to a meeting or something, we say, all right, break a leg.
Break a
Good
leg.
luck.
You said, or your plans were to go and study in Ireland, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, but then I got offered a contract.
Okay. What kind of contract?
Well, I was working as an intern while I was in my high school, and I was working as an intern in this newspaper.
Oh, so
And
you're a journalist.
yes, I am a journalist.
I
Well, now I
just
am.
pretended to be surprised because, for my listeners, of course I know you are a journalist.
Right, so I was an intern when I was in high school, and then I graduated, and I thought that I'm going to take 1 year off between my high school and my university, and I will work. So I asked for a full-time contract, and they wouldn't give me. So I applied somewhere else and then applied for a recommendation, and then when they called my newspaper up, they were like, all right, fine, we will give you a contract that stretches up to the Football World Cup in 2014.
Wow.
So I couldn't say no, because back then I actually thought they were going to send me to Brazil.
So it was
So
irresistible offer.
it was an irresistible offer. Plus, I think someone of my age, I was replacing my old boss was leaving as well. So I was replacing my old boss. So I think it was pretty huge for someone of my age to replace someone who's, let's say, 30, 31 years old.
So we should tell the listeners that you're quite young. You are in your early 20s, aren't you?
I'm 20, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So you got this wonderful job. You work as a journalist.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. That must be
So
something. It's like a dream job, isn't it? For a
it
girl
is.
who always loved football and sport in general.
It is. And I mean, I had to make a lot of judgment call, I would say, whether I want to put my studies on hold for a while to get this job. And I think I made the right call, because once you get into university, let's say 3 years, 4 years, and then you get out and you apply for a job with your degree, and they ask for experience in every job. So
This will be a huge advantage for you.
hopefully when I get my university degree at some and I have 2 or 3 years of work experience behind me with it as well, it would be pretty good for me. I mean, I would be ahead of the pecking order, I would say.
Yeah. Nice expression there. So it means that you are not canceling this plan of yours to go to Ireland.
Definitely not.
You're just postponing it, aren't you?
I'm just stalling it till my contract runs over, which is this World Cup.
Okay, all right, fine. The World Cup in Brazil, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, the one to which neither of our teams actually qualified. Yeah,
Mine maybe never. I mean, maybe.
it's not surprise in the case of Bangladesh, but it's a bit disappointing in the case of the Czech Republic, right?
Speaking of which, I think tomorrow is the Euro 2014 qualifier. Not 2014. 2016 qualifiers. Yeah,
Yep,
they're going to be announced,
you're
the
right.
groups.
It's 12 o'clock Czech time and 5 o'clock p.m. your time, because I learned today that you are 5 hours ahead of us.
It's 1:42 a.m. right now.
Yeah, it's 20:42 here.
Nice. And I'm watching AS Roma. Who's Roma playing? I don't know.
Yeah, so okay, just so that my listeners understand it, obviously you are a huge, massive football fan, aren't you?
I am, that I
It's
am.
just usually it's boys or men who support football teams and whose passion is football, but you are like an exception, aren't you?
I don't think I'm an exception. I think I'm the what do you call it? The someone who steps out of a stereotype.
Okay. Yep.
So, like when you're younger, if you're a girl, they give you dolls to play with and they take you to ballet classes. And you're supposed to dance and sing and do stuff like that. And when you're a boy, you're pushed into sports. So I think I went for the difference. I mean, I grew up with a brother who used to play a lot. So I used to follow him around. I didn't have a sister to follow around. So I had dolls and everything, but I didn't touch them much. I used to play video games and football. So I grew up with my brother. I followed him around and I guess I took his traits. I don't think it makes me any less of a girl or a woman, but yeah, there you go.
But I mean, it certainly brings some other advantages in life. I mean, you can understand men now, can't you? You know what
Let's
they need. You know what they are after. It's
you
always the beer and the ball.
there's a really good expression that says a way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Okay.
So maybe not quite football, maybe I should have learned how to cook better, but yeah.
Yeah, we have a similar expression in our language. Yeah, all right. So, what can we talk about? Your job. You mentioned your job. So
Yes.
it's pretty cool job, isn't it? Is it well paid? Like, I don't want you to give me any numbers. I can't compare it anyway. But just it must be a good job, right? Like.
I think for someone who doesn't have an undergraduate degree, it's very good pay.
Yeah.
Because I've actually I have older friends who just finished their university, graduated, even completed their master's, and they get jobs that are less paid than mine. On a starter position. And mine is definitely a starter position as well. It's a sub-editor post. So I get paid better than them, so it's kind of embarrassing, I would say. So yeah, it's decent. I mean, it's decent enough to live in a country like Bangladesh, considering our standard of living, but definitely not in
Exactly. I would like to mention this now. I don't know how to say it, but at the same time, I don't want to beat around the bush. So, as we know from some news, here in the Western world, in your country, it's a problem, or it has reputation for poverty, right? And
It's considered one of the worst places to live in the world.
yeah. For example, I heard about this problem with the clothes factory workers living in harsh condition, and something happened. Yeah, the building collapsed or something.
Yeah, that one got a lot of attention. Funny thing is, only that one got a lot of attention because it was the worst infrastructure related disaster in the world. Turns out, this has been an ongoing problem for as long as I can remember. Garments is the main export of Bangladesh, and it's one of our main pillars of the GDP, the gross domestic product.
Okay.
And we've had fires and accidents and building collapsing and stuff like that all around the city. And these garments factories are located right inside the city, right in the downtown and everything. So they're not located outside of the city where, disasters can be averted. So it's kind of sad. Like every year we have news that some factory was on fire, people were stampede to death or were gassed to death or couldn't
So,
get out and was
hold
burned to
on.
death.
May I interrupt you? You say
Of
people
course.
were stampeded to death. You mean actually
Yeah.
that some animals attacked people, or what does
No, 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 no. Stampede, as in, like, let's say there are no fire escapes. There are no adequate fire
Oh,
escapes.
okay.
So there's just one exit, and people would rush towards that, and someone would fall, and other people would walk all over them, and yeah,
Yeah.
that's how it.
Because I know this expression when we talk about animals who go wild or something, for example, elephants.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So.
Okay, so yeah. To conclude this discussion, it must be a really great job to have. Anyway, you told me once, I remember it clearly, that it's not the final destination you would like to stay, your country now, your native country. You would like to live somewhere else.
I think, like, considering I want to pursue my career in football journalism, I would go for. I'll start with an education in Europe first, and then, maybe if I go to South America or somewhere else, I would love that.
Okay, sounds cool.
Anywhere but here.
All right. So you told me you run this page, this Facebook group of the Czech international Tomáš Rosický. That's the first thing. But you also have your own website besides that group. It's called Plantik. Am I pronouncing it right? Plantik
Yes.
website. And
Yes.
this is website which is run by you and a couple of your friends. Is that so?
It's for three of my friends and me. Basically, we started this thinking that Bangladesh doesn't have a proper football website for anyone, so we were gonna start one ourselves. And it's still non-profit, and it's still like, we don't get paid, and we just do it out of our own passion. So we constantly update it, publish articles of local football. We actually don't have much English articles regarding our local and grassroots and underground football, so we help them, get more attention. So that's how it all started, and we have tremendous support, I would say, from the local people.
That's great. It's a really honorable job you're doing. I mean, I checked this website and it's pretty cool. And sometimes I watch your videos, and you also have a podcast there.
Yeah, we do.
You do from time to time, which you record. It's a very interesting one and funny one. You are the host of it.
Yeah,
And
I'll always put the girl as host.
yeah. And so I listened to this and it's pretty cool. Actually, will you approve of me putting a sample of your podcast to this episode? I mean, when I edit this recording, could I add like two minutes or 3 minutes of your podcast just to show my listeners what you are actually doing?
Sure, you can, but pick a really good one, please.
Okay, it will be up to you to recommend me one.
Okay.
What was that? Was that a dog?
Yeah, I think it's a street dog.
Oh, street dog. I thought you had a dog at home.
I do. It's sleeping right now.
Okay. Maybe it was his friend trying to tell him to go outside or something.
Yeah, they want a party.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So about Bangladesh. So what is it like? You said okay. There he goes.
He really wants to party.
So you said it's the worst place to live. Can't be that bad. I mean, is it that bad, really?
Well, if you were born here and everything, it's actually a pretty comfortable life if you've got a job and a place to stay and everything. But considering that, a lot, most of the population are under the poverty line, that's actually kind of, yeah, when you consider that, it's actually pretty upsetting. And especially when it comes to the poverty, let's say, okay, I have a stable job, I have a stable income, but then the political situation here is pretty grim. So just to go to work from day to day, sometimes we risk our lives, everyone. And by that, I just don't mean the journalist, everyone. So it can be really brutal. I mean, I saw one day I saw like during the right before the election, we had an election in January, and by election I'm saying quote unquote because it wasn't a fair one. So right before the election, there was a lot of protests going on, and I stepped out once from having coffee with my friend, and it was a pretty decent street, uptown, high-end place and everything. I stepped out, and all of a sudden I see a bus. Just this guy runs up to the bus, puts something there, and it's all of a sudden it's on fire, and the front of the bus is on fire, and from the back of the bus, people like smashing the windows and just getting out of there as fast as possible. Thankfully, no one was injured, but it was the scariest thing I've ever seen. And this is the thing you see day to day.
Well, dating,
So that,
that's really horrible.
yeah, it's really
It's
horrible.
really horrible. Yeah, sometimes we don't appreciate, like we, the Czech people or people from the West, we don't appreciate that how lucky and privileged we are to live in peaceful way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really sad.
And over here, no one understands the meaning of peaceful
And
protest, I would
is
say.
there any chance this could somehow change in the future? I mean, what could be done to change this situation?
I think nothing will ever change if we don't improve our education system. One of the main reason why these kind of things happen, the vandalism, I would say. Protesting is your I think it's a right. If you're someone who lives in a democratic
Yeah.
free con democratically free country, you
Which
should
your
be able to
country is,
protest.
which your country is, right?
Well, sure it is. So, but the thing is, the vandalism and everything comes in when let's say you're an unemployed person and you don't have much education or skill, and someone offers you that I'm going to give you this much money if you burn cars or buses during protests, and that's where it comes out. Also, people get brainwashed here a lot. Let's say,
Okay,
if I.
brainwashed, it doesn't actually mean that they go and wash their brain because it's impossible to do it. What it means to brainwash someone, it means to tell them some things which they then start believing, even though the things are not worth believing, right?
It's like mental manipulation.
Mental manipulation. Hmm.
So since the education rate is pretty low, people actually starts believing in, let's say, a religious cleric or politicians on higher levels. So they can manipulate these people and drive them however they want, like puppet them around. So, you know, in order for things to improve, first of all, people need to start thinking about themselves. People need to start thinking from their own point of views first. Judge stuff on their own and not let other people judge it for them. That's how it should start. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and that's, I mean, you know, that's like a very far-fetched idea, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, another point is that how different is your country to India? Because some uneducated people may confuse actually Bangladesh with India, because we know it's far away from us, I mean from Europe or maybe from America, and it's a similar area. You know, but obviously I know that Bangladesh is a different country than India. I had a similar problem actually when I went to England, that everybody thought that I was Polish because, of course, Poland is our neighbor. We are both from the Eastern Europe, and the Czech Republic is considerably small compared to Poland. Mm-hmm. But we have quite similar accents, so they thought I was from Poland when I started talking.
But you don't have a really you don't have a bad relationship with Poland now, do you?
It's okay. I would say it's on a friendly basis.
For us, it's a bit more. Let's say we have a big national pride, I would say. So if people consider us from, let's say, India or Sri Lanka or Pakistan, we get really pissed off because we are not. I mean, we're a tiny country. We understand that people don't know where we are, where we are situated, but it's kind of offensive. I mean, yeah. Maybe it shouldn't be. I mean, you know, it's their geographical deficit of their geographical knowledge that drives them to say that, but you know, it's understandable.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, isn't it? But I also felt offended when they thought I was Polish.
Yeah.
I was proud to be Czech, and you know, but anyway. Well, so your country, it's an Islamic country, isn't it? Like the majority of people practice the Islam, right?
90% of the people are Muslim, yes.
So the religion is very important.
We have a little bit of diversity, mm-hmm. considering we have India right next door, so we have a lot of Hindu population, and then we have Myanmar and Thailand over there, so we have Buddhists and other religions as well, and we have Christians as well. So it's a bit of a mix, but 90% is Muslim, and
not everyone wears the hijab. Like it's more lenient, yeah, right?
It's optional. Like if it's your choice, you can wear it.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So, what's the main culture difference? You have been interested in Europe, right? You have seen a lot of American movies, American TV series, so you know quite a lot about the Western culture. Unlike, for example, me, I watched some Indian films, but that's all. Yeah, but this is not Bangladesh, obviously.
We don't burst into song and dance every now and then.
And then I saw one video clip with you dancing somewhere in the streets of Bangladesh as a way of protest against something.
Yeah, that was when they banned YouTube in Bangladesh, so yeah. We were like pissed off.
Okay, so you dance at this Gangnam style. Song.
Yeah, we tried to make it go viral and everything, and you know, it was a point of saying that not everything in YouTube is offensive.
So I remember this very vividly. It was an interesting thing. But going back to my point, how is your culture? What's the main difference? How is it different to the Western culture? Like, what's the main thing that differentiates you from us? I mean.
Bangladesh.
Yeah. For example, your country or the whole region, if you want. What's the main difference?
That's a pretty broad question.
Yeah, I know. Like, of course, it has its own aspects. Like, I don't know, different place, different values, different system of values.
I think The main thing I would point out, it's not just a Bangladesh thing. I think it's an Asian subcontinent, Asian thing, I would say, is the value of family that we give a lot. I think, but then in some European countries, it's the value of family is pretty strong as well, like Italy. But you know how over in Western countries, I always see in movies that when some people grow old, their parents put them in old homes, you know, old folks' homes and stuff like that.
You're right, you're right. It's pretty
Yes.
individualistic here.
But yeah, we never do that. You know, we're considered like, you know, when we let's say if a son from the family gets married and he lives with his wife and everything, and by the time his parents would grow old, they would actually come live with the son instead of growing to an old home so the son can take care of him.
This is strange because this seems to be normal in any other countries, like in Africa, in South America. So it seems like it's only our thing, you know, this lack of support for family or lack of.
I wouldn't say it's a lack of. I would say it's rather being individualistic, I would say. Like, you know, your life is your life, so you lead it the way you want to. And so the parents are separated. They're seen as like, you know, other individuals rather than, you know, part of your flesh and blood. That's how it is. It sounds cold and everything, but for me, I don't know. I mean, I've talked to my parents about this, and they were like, "Yeah, we're not never going to have anyone take care of us because you're too independent." And I was like, "You kind of have to live with that, you know, you raised me." So yeah. So I would say that's a big, big, big difference. But there are plenty of more. But if we discuss those, it's going to be a massive
You're
podcast. So.
right, you're right. I don't think we can go very deep into this, but yeah, this must be the biggest difference, I guess, in the value system. And
Yeah,
what
the
about
family values.
any stereotypes? Like some, you can mention some bad things if you want. Are there any stereotypes? I don't know. For example, bad stereotype about Czech people is that they eat a lot of unhealthy food and then they drink too much beer and yeah, and
But
they are
I
scared. They
understand
are
that.
scared. They don't want to fight when it comes to some war conflict. We run away or we just remain neutral. But
I
what about the
understand your beer part. I understand your beer part because your beer is delicious. But stereotype from Bangladesh.
have you actually tasted Czech beer before?
I've had pilsners and they're delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you buy it in Bangladesh?
Yeah, you can get them.
Okay, nice.
How cool is that? I actually know some Czech expats who live here. They do export business of garments. They're pretty fun.
All
So, what was I gonna say? Some stereotype, Bangladeshi
Yeah.
stereotype.
Any stereotype about, should I say, Bengali people?
Bengali, yeah, we're Bengalis. We're considered very lazy.
Okay, obviously not you, but
No, I'm lazy on my, you know, off days as well. But yeah, we're considered
everybody
very
is lazy if
lazy.
you look at it that way. You know, I'm lazy too. I might have recorded 3 episodes of podcast today, not just one with you. You know, it's
Jesus.
very relative. You know, but
But another thing, another I think stereotype is that apparently we eat a lot of fish.
okay.
There's a saying in Bangla called "Mache Bhate Bangali," that means fish and rice makes a Bangali. But we don't eat that much. I mean, you know, it's true. We do eat a lot of fish, but not that much. I mean, we don't eat fish with every goddamn meal. So that's kind of an annoying little stereotype. I mean, I'm not much of a fish eating person myself. So, you know.
Neither am I. I don't eat fish at all, actually.
Yeah, you're in a landlocked country, so I'm not surprised with that.
Okay. So why don't we talk about Arsenal now? So do you watch all the games like I do?
Well, before I used to watch it because I'm a massive fan. Now I watch it because it's my job to watch it. So,
Well,
yes.
how cool is that? Like, it's everybody's dream to have a job which is also your interest, isn't it?
That's the thing, you know, like, oh, another stereotype you'll get from this Indian and Asian sub Asian Asia in general and Indian subcontinent strongly is that they want their kids to grow up to be doctors and engineers and bankers and stuff, you know, stuff that makes people rich, occupations. So, you know, I think I'm very lucky because I understood from a very early point that it actually matters whether you have job satisfaction or not or happiness or not. So,
So we were
You
kind
know,
of mature earlier than other kids, maybe of your age.
it's not really maturity, I would say. It's just an understanding that I realize that football makes me happy. So maybe if I write about it, I wanted to be a football player at first, but I'm very weak. So if I write about it and if I become a journalist and make a career out of it, maybe, you know,
Yeah, that's very strong.
I will never be rich, but at least I will have fun always.
Well, this is even more important, I think, to have fun than be rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never know. You never know. You might become rich, really. At least reasonably rich, not over
Let's say
rich.
well off, you know, as long as I can get to pay my bills and, you know, eat something and put,
Exactly.
yeah, that would be good enough.
Which some of your compatriots don't have the opportunity to. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the way my friends, I would say my friends see it is, I'm one of the first female sports journalists from here. So, I mean,
Are you the only female sports journalist in Bangladesh?
I'm not the only, I'm the only writer, I would say, because there are presenters who goes on TV to present sports and everything, but I'm the only one who works in a sports desk, and I'm the first one in our newspaper who works for sports as a woman. So when I talk about this with my friends, and they actually praise it because they're the ones who are, you know, studying to become accountants and doctors and engineers, and they're like, you know, they're envious about me. They're like, you get to go to stadiums to watch games, and you get to travel to, you know, different places to watch football, and you get paid for it. So that's kind of
You
nice.
just took your chance. I mean, it's well
I just
deserved.
want.
It's not it's not corruption. I know you work day and night, and you know your.
As long as you enjoy what you do, it's not, you know, day and night really doesn't matter.
Okay. So, did you watch today's game? Today,
I definitely did.
Arsenal played against Sunderland,
Definitely did.
and we won 4-0, didn't we? And our
4-1. 4-1,
4-1.
actually.
Yeah, you're right. 4-1, and our favorite player, Tomáš Rosický, scored. One of his few goals.
One of his few goals, and I think that was a goal of the season contender.
Maybe it was a goal of the life for him, you know.
No, I think goal of the life for him would be the one against USA in 2006.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, but it meant nothing.
You really have to qualify for the next Euro because I think that would be Thomas's last tournament of his career.
Yeah, we have a new manager, so. That is positive thing.
Oh yeah, Bilek's gone.
This one has a lot of support of the public, basically, and the journalists are always on his side because he has a lot of success behind him. He came from Victoria Plzeň, and you know Victoria Plzeň, they did very well in the European Cup and in Champions League. So yeah, he has a lot of respect, and it will be much easier for him to do his job than it was for Bilek. I don't want to kind of.
Slate him.
Yeah, but yeah, it was hard for him, you know, as well. Okay, what about the Olympics? Do you watch Olympics as a
Sochi.
journalist? Do you watch it?
Well, no, because you know, those kind of sports aren't really popular in Bangladesh.
Because you don't get
So
much snow and ice there.
we never get snow. Our winter is like 12 degrees.
12 degrees.
That's it, 12 degrees.
Well,
At worst, it can get to 10. That's about it.
okay. Actually, at the moment, this winter here,
Yeah.
it's amazingly warm. It's just unbelievable. In the Czech Republic, I've never experienced this before in my life. But
Okay.
at the moment, it's something like in Bangladesh winter, really. It's like 12, 13 degrees, and they say like the winter will not come back. This year.
Did you have snow at least?
Well, once, only once for about 3 days, but it's just the mountains. Economically, they lose a lot of money because, I mean, not the mountains, but the people who work there,
The tourists
yeah,
and
with the ski slopes and ski lifts and all that. They don't get any snow there this season. It's terrible for them. It's a popular place to go, you know, for a Czech family to go to the mountains in the Czech Republic.
One of my friend is right now up there celebrating his birthday, so he was sending me pictures, and I told him, "Aren't you watching the football, you jackass?" And he was like, "Oh shit, sorry, forgot."
Okay. All right, Aronne, I would like to thank you for doing this interview with me. I think I wasn't at my best, but at least you were, and that's what matters. That my listeners are used to me not being at my best, and especially this fact that you are such a good and fluent speaker, it kind of makes me a little bit nervous whenever I am in this position of the host, because the host should be one who knows what he's doing, and he should have his facts well prepared, and he should always know what to do and how to respond to some sudden changes of events or whatever. But yeah, it doesn't really matter here on this podcast as long as we spoke English, and I think we did a good job here, especially you. I mean,
I hope I helped.
You helped a lot. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. And now you can expect a lot of publicity, basically, because you are in for a lot of emails, for heaps of messages from my listeners, because obviously you are a famous person now. Even more,
oh,
famous,
yay.
Even more famous than in Bangladesh now, because the podcast is listened to by people from all around the world, different places, from Italy, from Russia, from South America. Yeah, pretty cool.
I should tell you our formula of recording a podcast. So, you know, since you tell me that you're not well prepared or something like that. So what we do is, when we record our football podcast, it's three of us. We sit down and we decide from long ago, like we plan, like, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this, this and that. And then we sit down and we have no research whatsoever. And we sit down on Skype, and for the first half an hour, we're not recording. We just talk about the stuff we're going to say. We script it, and then we laugh about it. We make horrible, horrible, and very explicit jokes.
Yeah.
And we get everything out of our system, and then we start recording. So it takes quite a while, like 2 hours to record and produce one of our podcasts. But, you know, that's how it is. The preparation is always done in the 12th hour. So.
Okay.
So, yeah,
well, sometimes I'm like a little bit lazy to prepare things, but I actually prepared for this one. It just differs, you know, my performance in English differs. I'm at my best when I'm as a teacher, when I have to explain grammar and the rules, but some in position like this, when I have to actually interview native speakers or almost native speakers, it's pretty tough, you know.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but anyway, we managed. Thanks a lot once again, and have a good time, and good luck in your job. Good luck in your life.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.